Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in Center City today and you see people hanging from the side of a 30-story building, don't be alarmed. They're there on purpose. This is a fundraiser for the Outward Bound Educational Program. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
I'm definitely very, very nervous.
Kevin Lynn is afraid of heights, so it's no small undertaking for the 16-year-old to go 30 stories up to the roof of 2 Commerce Square and rappel down with just a rope securing him.
Outward Bound has taught me that you sometimes got to do the things that you're afraid of.
Lynn got involved in Outward Bound 2 years ago as a high school freshman. The program uses outdoor and physically strenuous challenges to teach skills from tying knots to working with others.
It was truly a life-changing experience.
Lynn says he wanted to help others have the experience by signing up for the program's fundraiser, Building Adventure. The program mostly works with middle and high school students. Executive Director Justin Ennis says Building Adventure gives adults a chance to experience what the kids do.
Which is to step outside of their comfort zone and hope that through the experience they discover that they also are more capable of what they knew when they first signed up.
You can watch as they do at 20th and Market Streets until 6 p.m. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.